Dolphin TV calling. This is Sam speaking.
Hi, Sam. It's Laura with Local Splash. I just heard your voicemail. Couple concerns with that. No one should be calling you from our company asking you for more money. Have they asked you the security question that we went over? These companies that, the people who have called you?
No, as a matter of fact, they did not. Don't worry, I didn't give them any money. That's
good. They're not from us. That is exactly why we asked you a security question in the beginning, so you know when it's our company, that it is our company calling you when we ask you that security question. If we don't ask you that security question, forget about it.
Something felt fishy because they asked me the same questions that you guys asked me. What's the name of my website domain, all of this other stuff, but they also had information that I didn't think they would have. It's hard to recollect the exact conversation. I was kind of like trying to get off the phone with them real quick. So they were like, oh, I'm verified through, you guys had verified everything for me. I should be on Google in the next 48 hours. In order for them to proceed with getting me on Google, they're going to need another $300. And I was like, what?
So, yeah, that's not us.
Yeah, I was livid. Oh,
I would have been too. I would have been like, what are you talking about? No. No.
Right. I literally made my account go into negative, firing you guys.
Oh, no.
So I was like, what the hell?
No, don't worry about these. You don't have to pay anything else. It is a monthly service. There is no hidden fees on it. I do see here in the notes that they have been working in the background for you on it. It looks like your website was completed yesterday, at least on our end. I'm not sure if they've given you access to any of that yet, but let me see here.
No, I haven't even gotten access for the app. They didn't ask me to set up the app or anything.
So the app is approximately going to take, let me see when this started here. So the 19, okay. Yeah. So the app is going to be approximately 5 to 7 days. So it looks like here it started on the 18th, the service with us. So you're barely on day number two. So you're still trucking along.
I understand that. When somebody got a hold of me and was like, oh, you're verified, I was like, oh, sweet.
No.
It took 2 days. Awesome. You guys are fantastic.
No. Sure. They're playing tricks on you. That's why. That's what they're doing. Playing tricks on you. And that's why you got to be careful with the companies. Like, don't give them, don't worry about it. The only thing you need to worry about is when they ask you that security question, which is your mother's maiden name. We're the only one who has that information. You can even ask the company, okay, what's my mother's maiden name, and see what they tell you. But that's exactly why we ask the security question, so you know who we are when we call you. Because companies do this. They try to take, you know, they're trying to take business away, basically, from us. And I don't know what it is that they're trying to do. I don't even know if it's a scam or not. I have no idea. But regardless, you don't have to worry about it.
It seemed like a scam. And I told her, I was like, I'm going to stick with Splash. And she didn't say anything after that. And then I was just like, I got to go. And hung up the phone.
That's good. I see here in the notes, too. Let me see. I saw something about the 20th. So, okay. Instead, the 20th, 4 p.m. Eastern, so 1 p.m. Pacific time. What time does this company call you?
Today around 1 p.m.
This is weird.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly. Hang on. So they call at... $12.48. It was the 661 number. And then I have two missed calls from Hayward, California, at 129. And then again, I called at 204.
Okay. Let me do this. I'm gonna get with the account manager to find out, because you're having issues still with Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get with the account manager, and let me give you a call back before my end of day. I'm going to be leaving here in about an hour and 40 minutes, so I'll have an answer for you before that, and I'll give you a call and let you know on the Facebook part what's going on. And if they needed to talk to you or whatever the case is, I'll get some more information on that, and I'll follow right back up with you, okay?
Yeah. Also, can you see if that was – I doubt it was your company because I was not asked to say, my security code. So can you also ask if anybody had tried to reach out to me at any point today?
Yeah, that's actually what I'm going to ask as well, since I do see here in the notes that there was supposed to be a phone call made out to you.
Oh, I have a missed call. Okay, so your company did call me and left a voicemail. The other company I spoke to on the phone.
Okay, yeah, because I do have here in the notes they were supposed to call you today, so that's why I wanted to verify to see what happened on that end. Let me get with the account manager, and then, if they left you a voicemail, there should be a number to call them back on.
Yeah, but they don't ever leave an extension, so I have to go through all this stuff, and I don't know who I'm asking for.
Okay.
You're the only one who's given me an extension.
Yeah, because the account managers, there's a few different ones. That's why it could be a little bit confusing. What I'm going to do is have one of them reach out to you. Can they reach out to you today, or do you want me to have them give you a call tomorrow?
Can you do it tomorrow?
Yeah. Is there a particular time?
Same time. What did you say? 1 o'clock Eastern, and it was like 4 o'clock your time?
Yeah, our time. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are on Pacific or Mountain.
No, sorry. Wait, hold on. No, I have 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific time, my time. So, 4 o'clock okay for them to call you tomorrow, or do you want to do 1 o'clock Eastern?
4 o'clock should be fine.
Okay.
We can do 4 all o'clock.
Right. All right, I'll have them reach out at 4. I'll leave a message with them, and then they can handle it. Any other issues or anything, please call me. And, again, ask them that security question, or just hang up on it.
they haven't called me back, and usually, like, you guys are pretty good about sending me emails and text messages and stuff. So
yeah.
When I hung up and I never received an email or a text message, I thought it was kind of
weird. Mhm. Yeah, so don't worry about it. And if you have any concerns or anything, call me, because I can always see on your account who's trying to reach out and whatnot.
Okay.
All right, perfect. I'm going to reach out to them and have them call you tomorrow at 4, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.